Thank you. Ron Smith and I became good friends 6 months before we ever met. And you wonder, how is that possible? The answer is through the marvel and the miracle of modern technology. In 2005, an executive from WBAL Radio called me and said, how would you like to be on the Ron Smith Show every week for 1 hour talking about Maryland politics and government? I said, that's great, but I live in Silver Spring. I work in Silver Spring. I can't schlep up to Baltimore to be with Ron for an hour. And they said, don't worry, we're going to send Ryan Bogash down to your office with an ISDN, which turns out to be a black magic box full of electronics with a headset, and it gives you studio-quality sound in your office. So for 6 years, I sat in Silver Spring, and Ron sat in Baltimore, pretending that we were in the same studio together. When I finally met Ron Smith, it was, of course, on a golf course. Over the years, we found out that we shared a passion for golf, and one day he said to me, come play golf at my course, my club. So I jumped on I-83 and drove across the Maryland line to Pennsylvania, got lost in Shrewsbury, finally found the Bon Air Country Club, and met Ron Smith in the parking lot. And they say that if you want to know somebody, if you want a window into their soul, play golf with them. And I have found it's very, very true. I'm glad to report that Ron Smith was the same stand-up guy on a golf course that he was on the air and that he was in life. Very competitive, very, very competitive, but very courteous, honest. He would not cheat. He was above that. And I never heard Ron Smith utter a curse word. How many golfers can say that? But most of all, Ron Smith was fun to be with. If you think Ron Smith was candid and politically incorrect on the air, you should have heard Ron Smith in a golf cart. We would get in that golf cart and go across hill and dale, yakety, 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 for 18 holes, talking about everything under the sun. Now, ironically, Ron Smith's career at WBAL Radio began in August of 1986, exactly 2 months before I began to write a weekly column in the Journal newspapers and then later on the Gazette newspapers. For Ron, or for me, it was a hobby. For Ron, it was a career and a calling. So I have no illusions, but I do feel qualified to stand here today and tell you how difficult it is to do what Ron did. To build a vast audience and keep that audience is almost impossible, but Ron did it, and did it well. And he did it this way. He understood that time is a precious commodity, and that his listeners were paying him something of value. They were giving him their time. I mean, look at the English language, how we treat time. We say time is money. We say penny for your thoughts. We say we're going to pay you attention. We're going to spend time with you. Time is a precious commodity. Ron understood that, and he understood perfectly that if you want to be in the media, if you want to build and keep an audience, you have to take the time that people pay you and give them back something of greater value. And that's what he did. The time that people spent with him, they got a return on that far exceeded their value. Now, Ron did it in four ways. First of all, listening to Ron was worthwhile because you got information. As has been said before, he was a high school dropout. He never got a high school degree, and yet he had the ability to collect information, store information, and dial up information at his fingertips at will. He was frankly a walking encyclopedia, and he was the poster child for homeschooling. If you listened to Ron, you got information, valuable information that made your time worthwhile. The second thing that Ron gave us was perspective. So it's not just what happened, but why things happened. Ron gave us valuable perspective. He was able to connect events and say, this is why things are happening. He would connect it to his story, historical events. He would say how the future is going to play out. He gave us valuable perspective, and not the obvious perspective that we could draw for ourselves. You listen to somebody else because they give you a perspective that you couldn't figure out for yourself. And Ron did that. Thirdly, Ron was entertaining. He had a wry sense of humor that bordered on wicked, and he was actually quite funny on the air and off the air, I can tell you. But more than that, he had a certain intellectual curiosity. He understood that he was in the intellectual entertainment business. People tuned in to Ron Smith to hear what he was all about that day, but most of all, they were curious to see if Ron Smith could make a case against his callers or against his guests. It was almost like he was a litigator and his audience was the jury. And every day they would listen to Ron make the case for his position and see if he could really make that case well. Almost like watching a guy on a high wire. Can he make it the whole way across without falling? That was intellectual entertainment. And finally, what we got from Ron was integrity. Ron's listeners understood instinctively that this was a man in search of truth, intellectual honesty. He was willing to follow the evidence to the conclusion that the evidence led to. He was not guided by dogma or ideology. He was guided by a true search for truth. His answers were honest, and if it offended the station or his callers, or if it offended his audience or his guest, he didn't care. He defended his integrity jealously, and how many of us can say that we went through life without compromising our integrity? Ron Smith did that. I'm not sure about you, but every now and then I find myself saying, I wonder what's on Ron Smith's mind today. And then I remind myself, Ron's gone. It also reminds me, though, of how many lives Ron touched, how many people admired him, how many people trusted him. And it reminds me how much we have lost a valuable friend and a valuable leader. It reminds me that Ron had a tremendous gift, and he knew he was gifted. He knew he was smarter than most people. But he never, ever thought he was better than most people. That was a tremendous humility you don't get in most celebrities. He had a tremendous humility. So we regret that Ron is gone. We miss him. We thank him for sharing that gift with all of us for so many years. And God bless Ron Smith. Thank you.